going on, everybody? How are you all? Yeah, you know what? I saw you guys just hanging out there. Just wanted to go live. Welcome. How are you? It is Tuesday, and I know I said I had a guest tonight, but Ryan Kennel hates me. I said, hey, are we still good? And he just said, well, for lack of better words, because I, you know what? Hold on. I got to refrain from swearing for the first 2 minutes. So I hear, oh, wait, I went live for a little bit. He responded with simply just stating, fuck. I was like, wait, what's happening? Yeah, it turns out he totally forgot about doing my show. Was doing some stuff with the Geeks and Gamers crew. They're all together right now in Florida, which is pretty cool. I've been seeing some of the stuff coming from that gathering of awesome people. So it's all good. No hard feelings, Ryan. I just will hold this over your head forever because you are the first guest that I've booked that just didn't show up. So, yeah. That's all right. I got ammunition against Ryan. Anyway, welcome, guys. How are you all? It is just another day here on The Krigler Show. I got an interesting video I want to show you guys, and I want to discuss it with you. Check it out.
If you ask a specific person what worked for them,
oh, shit.
Very often, it's just like
that is not
the exact set of things that work for them.
Why does this do this to me? It's the wrong video, or the wrong view. Hold on, I got to switch it. This is my background. I'm boomering it right now. OBS always is switching what is my displays. Is it this one? No. There we go. Okay. Check this video out.
And which may not be applicable for you. They're just beating you. They're winning. If you ask a specific person what worked for them, very often it's just like they're reading out the exact set of things that work for them, which may not be applicable for you. They're just beating you. They're winning lottery ticket numbers. You can't just take their exact circumstance and map it onto yours. So when something is set your way, you have to very quickly decide, is it true in my context? You have to reject most advice, but you have to listen to and read enough of it to know what to reject and what to accept. If you ask a specific person what worked for them, very often it's just like they're reading out the exact set of things that work for them, which may not be applicable for you. They're just beating you. They're winning lottery.
Okay. Sorry, I started repeating. I like this a lot. Because a lot of people do this too. They'll take advice from someone and think that it's the answer. They think that a lot of times the best thing that someone can do is just talk about their problems, talking about their issues, just getting it out. Because what it's doing is your brain is working through the issue yourself. And a lot of times people will think they know what the best is for that situation, which may have worked for them, but that doesn't... Oh, you guys didn't even hear it? Oh my gosh. I have it turned up all the way. I'm going to play it again because it's pretty important. Well, no, that's basically what the video was. All right, what I just said. It says reject most advice. That's the point of the video. You know, because most people know what works for them. And there's an interesting graphic that is used right off the bat. And it's someone saying, here's my things that worked. And someone else oh my gosh, I'm boomering it like crazy. All right. The first person's like, these are my issues. And the other person says, these are what worked for me. So each of us are so drastically different. All of us are. We're all had our own experiences in life. We've all had different upbringings. There's no two human beings that are exactly the same. That's just, I won't believe it. I just don't think so. And I don't know. I think this is an issue. A lot of people take advice that screws them up more. You know what I mean? I think we have to take all advice with a grain of salt. Even my advice, if I even give advice, I don't ever want to be considered some sort of guru. You know, I just have strong opinions. I stand by them. I'm proud of them. You know, it's who I am. That's what I stand for. But advice from people who don't thoroughly know you. And how many people can you say thoroughly know you? Like the real you. Yeah, I mean, you let people into your life, but you know, how much of your self are you really giving to someone else? I feel like who knows me the most would definitely be my wife, Nitra. The reason why is because of that word, why. She asked me that a lot throughout our relationship, trying to understand me more, which in turn helped me understand myself a lot more. Because I never asked myself why I did things that I did or thought things that I thought. I just thought them. But then to get to the root of why I thought it, you know, goes into a lot of trying to understand my motivations and the things that I believe. So it's been a very interesting road getting to know myself while she's getting to know me. So, I don't know, taking advice from her would hold a lot more weight. Well, in general, obviously, because she's my wife, but mostly because she knows me so well. So I think a lot of people need to know themselves more. They need to understand, like, the real... Because a lot of people lie to themselves, right? A lot of people think that they are different or deny it. They lie to themselves, like, that they're greater than they are or not as good as they are. You know, it depends on the situation, really. But I think the best advice that I can give, besides rejecting all advice while I'm about to give some advice, is to get to know yourself better. You know, don't trust other people to answer your problems. You're the only one who can really answer your problems or figure them out. Ryu, I did not check my P.O. box. I checked it once and it was empty. I know Robert Wiles has been messaging that his package got there. So I will be back soon to check it again. And as soon as I know what's in there, I will let everyone know. Darth Call, what's up, dog? How you doing? He said, Christopher Walken would argue the only person that can truly know you is yourself. He's right. I agree. I agree 100%. You're the only person that will always be there for yourself. Always. Adam confirmed for Oracle of Delphi. What is that? I don't even know what that is. But is that good? Special K says, I'm my own best therapist. Yeah, exactly. You really are. People really need to look inward before they... Like Jordan Peterson says, you know, clean your own room. I mean, that is such a blanket statement for a lot of different things. But I think a lot of people don't clean up their own cobwebs in their brains. Cleaning your own room, you know? Anyway, today we're going to be discussing that honestly, I didn't think I was going to talk about, say all that stuff. I just had that video and I was like, this is an interesting video about rejecting advice. And I just thought that was pretty cool. We're going to talk about Elon Musk versus Bill Gates. Yes, that's right. More stuff is happening. Bill Gates must absolutely hate Elon Musk because he's doing everything in his power to bring Musk down. That's right. He spent millions and millions of dollars on attack ads and just pushing to keep Elon Musk down. He's even shorting Tesla stock. So this is not really a surprise. Elon Musk is all about free speech. He wants us to have an internet bill of rights, just have a town square on the internet that doesn't censor you. And if it does, you at least know it. They admit it. Hey, we're censoring you. They would have to open the algorithms and they'd have to show it. But of course, that would be frowned upon in the general public. At least I hope so. I think it would be. And, oh, yeah, so comedy is under attack. I don't know if you saw, Ricky Gervais had a new comedy special on Netflix. Now, I haven't seen it yet, but I have seen a clip, and I do have it to show you guys because it's pretty funny. I laughed. It was a good giggle. I had a good chuckle. Had some giggles from Ricky Gervais, who's very based. And Ricky Gervais, he's one of the last remaining true comedians that is still unafraid to make fun of everyone. And being made fun of is the ultimate form of inclusion. Who did he make fun of? You guessed it, the trans community, because they hate being made fun of. You're not allowed to make fun of the trans community, but he did. And of course, Pink News wrote a slamming article saying, Ricky Gervais, hold on, let me read the title for you. Ricky Gervais's new Netflix special is nothing more than anti-trans garbage fire. Now, you know it's funny. You got to watch it. All right. Now I'm looking forward to watching it. I got to watch it with Nisha sometime. I'll sit with her because it's been a while since we watched a comedy special together. So I am looking forward to that. And I have some news about another comedian who was just recently attacked for making jokes about not the trans community, but the LGBTQ community. And that's his attacker that got the felony charges dropped down to misdemeanors. Well, it turns out he's actually been arrested for attempted murder. He's already got charges on him. It's a crazy story, but it's all about comedy being destroyed and attacked. They don't want comedy. They don't want people making fun of everyone, make fun of me all day long. That's totally fine. Freedom of speech, baby. I was from the age of sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can make me laugh if I choose to have them be funny. And that's what I choose to do instead of having them break my bones, like some people think, like this guy, Dave Chappelle's attacker. He actually goes out and explains because, of course, oh, is it the New York Times? I think it was the New York Times. Oh, the New York Post actually interviewed him in the jailhouse. They went and interviewed the guy. Anyway, I'll get more into it when I get to that subject, and we'll talk about that. Young Pei Chang, what's good, Young Pei? How you doing? Says, can't cut down that which can elongate. Can't cut down that which can elongate. Elongate. Oh, I see what you did there. That was good. It took me a second because I was just reading elongate, but elongate. Am I missing something? I don't know. I've had a long day. I mowed my lawn today. I was pretty hyped about that. I love taking care of my property. I also really love my DeWalt edge trimmer, man. But my arm is sore because I need to shift the front handle further because I swear it's for someone who's tiny. Hey, Yellow Flash, I see you in chat. What's up, dog? How you doing? I can't wait to get you on my show. I asked Yellow Flash if he wanted to join me, and he just responded, yep. So, Yellow Flash coming soon. Yellow Flash 2 coming later on after Yellow Flash 1. I'm curious what happened to Yellow Flash 1. I'm assuming he got banned or something because he's rather based. If you don't know Yellow Flash, you should definitely check him out. Epic Mike, what's good? Are you still joining me tomorrow? I'm excited. You have to mow your lawn still? Yeah, I actually, you got to smoke before mowing. Man, there's something so just, I don't want to say manly. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. It's soothing in a way. I love mowing the lawn. I just love mowing lawns. Is it weird of me? anyway, I went and did some yard work, and it felt so good. And I was just like walking around, standing there, like looking, I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. Yeah. Yes, he is based. I agree. I invited Epic Mike onto the show tomorrow. I think. Oh, he said absolutely awesome. Yeah. So Epic Mike is joining me tomorrow. Really excited to interview that guy. He's been a. No, I don't. I'm gonna save my jokes for tomorrow. I got some jokes, but I'm gonna save them for when we can look each other on the screen. Wouldn't be in the eye because it's still. But I'd look it at his eyes when I say it. Technically, I don't know. Jack Posobiec is in Davos, and guess who else is there? You guessed it, Savannah Hernandez, because she is always where the action is happening in the world. That's her job now. She is absolutely killing it. She got a video of the police detaining Jack Posobiec. Now, of course, he's known for not shitposting, but, I mean, kind of shitposting. You know, Jack does a lot of calling out hypocrisy. You know, he would be considered right-wing to pretty much every left-wing person on the internet. He's definitely more conservative than anything else. But I like Jack. I've met him. He's very nice. And, yeah, he got detained. Check out this video. Let me just play this real quick. Hopefully the sound works.
All right, guys, so Jack Posobiec is currently being detained, and I'm being told by these Swiss officials here that I'm not allowed to record and that I need to delete the footage that I just got. However, I asked for the specific law pertaining to that, and nobody can tell me. She said she doesn't have a phone, which is why she can't tell me the law, but I have a phone, but nobody can tell me the specifics. So interesting what's happening here.
Interesting. Savannah is so on point. It's... I don't know how to access her. How do I access her story? Oh, here we go. This is the. There's a few videos that she's got.
I won't film you, but I would like to know why this journalist is being detained on public property.
What's detained? Can you explain?
How come he's being surrounded right now? Is he allowed to leave the area?
We're.
I want to see more of these videos. She had. I was watching her story, and I don't know how to go. This is a boomer moment, but I can't turn it up anymore. I don't understand why. Let me see if I can. So she's asking the police. I'll just turn the mic towards the speakers. Yeah, maybe, but it should be the desktop audio should be picking it up. It's almost like it's not picking up any desktop audio. Let me try this.
Swiss officials here that I'm not allowed to record and that I need to delete.
That's way better, isn't it? I think I figured it out. So, man, OBS really annoys me. Seriously, OBS annoys the shit out of me. It always changes my settings. I'm so frustrated with OBS. It's very easy to use, but they keep changing settings and I don't do it. I'm not changing anything. I haven't used OBS in a while, and there's probably updated. Here, I'll play this video again for you guys because it's Savannah Hernandez being told she needs to delete the footage.
All right, guys, so Jack Posobiec is currently being detained, and I'm being told by these Swiss officials here that I'm not allowed to record and that I need to delete the footage that I just got. However, I asked for the specific law pertaining to that, and nobody can tell me. She said she doesn't have a phone, which is why she can't tell me the law, but I have a phone, but nobody can tell me the specifics. So interesting what's happening here.
Savannah, man, I mean... That's what I was saying. Like, she's so on point. All right, well, what's the law that why he can't leave? And I wanted to just talk about something. There's been a slew of Americans that have been getting in trouble all across the planet because they think that America's amazing constitution applies everywhere. It doesn't. There isn't freedom of speech on the planet. People aren't free to do what the Constitution states that people are free to do. Because that's what the Constitution says. We have these rights. No one can give or take them away. They are just ours already. That's an American thing. So these Americans, Jack Posobiec, for example, is not in America. You know, Savannah is asking for these laws, but it's also stating that other countries abide by their laws, saying maybe even Americans in control don't abide by the laws. I hear that the WEF has their own police force. What if they don't abide by the laws? They know, I guess Jack stated that he was being asked about what the TPUSA does. What videos do they have? What do they do? You know, they're asking about stuff that he's doing. But one thing I recognize that, you know, a lot of stupid Americans, I'm not talking about Jack. He's not stupid, but there's a lot of stupid Americans that will travel around the world and do stupid shit. Now, I've traveled around the world myself, and I've interacted with people that are like, oh, you're American? Oh, cool. The last American that was here got really drunk and like broke this. So try not to do that. And it's like, oh my gosh. America's huge, all right? And there's a lot of stupid people in America. There's a lot of smart people in America. But there's too many Americans that travel the world thinking that the Constitution applies to them everywhere they go. And it doesn't. And we have to recognize that. People need some people need like a big eye opener as to their entitlements. There's a lot of entitled people in this planet, and most of them reside in the West. I feel like Lily Tang Williams, for example, she was on my show, fantastic person. She escaped China. She lived under Mao's terrible communist rule, saw what is going on, and wants to help warn people about it because she sees it happening here. That people are going to are certainly losing their rights slowly but surely. And she wants to do everything she can to stop it. She recognizes the freedom that we have here. She feels blessed to be able to live in America. And that's, I want more people to have that feeling, that recognition of being an American, if you're an American, because not all my viewers are American, that's fine. I guess I'm specifically talking to, or specifically talking about those Americans that are not aware and appreciate what the Constitution gives them, or not gives them. The poor choice of words, because I already stated it's not. It doesn't give it to us. It just states that we have it, that we are free. We can defend ourselves. We can worship whoever, whatever we want. It's a beautiful thing. But Davos, they straight up said they need a. Well, let me get the words, because I have it on my Twitter feed. Let me see. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Oh shit, I didn't retweet it. I was going to, maybe it's in my unsent. It's not. Well, let me just try to paraphrase it. There's a woman who is speaking. I don't recall who it was. But she said something along the lines of, we really need to recalibrate human rights on the internet. It's like, what the hell does that mean? Recalibrate human rights. What? So if they're thinking on the internet, it's only the next stage after that is not on the internet. recalibrating people's rights, human rights? Well, you mean just, why don't we just give people freedom on the internet? The internet should be a Wild West zone. All right? Except for things that are illegal that are not on the internet. CP, calling for murder, like, you know, obvious things that should be illegal, should stay illegal. But man, this whole Davos World Economic Forum gathering is seriously, like Garrett was saying yesterday, Dr. Evil's group talking about controlling the planet. And that's, I mean, they've said some crazy stuff. I don't even know if I can play some of, I have this clip that I want to play. I don't think I can even play it on YouTube because they would say that it's misinformation or something. I'm going to play it anyway.
Biological. It is basically biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that.
Did you hear what he just said? I want to have him repeat it.
Imagine the applications of that, compliance.
Imagine the implications of that, the compliance.
Compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do.
Did you take your blue pill today? Have you taken your blue pill? Scan. Well, shows here that you didn't take your blue pill. To the gulag! That is some crazy shit. The word compliance coming from any of these people is a huge red flag. They're detaining people. Like, you aren't the type of person that's going to comply to what we're doing here. We're going to detain you. I mean, Jack Posobiec's kind of well known in the political realm. I'm sure most people know who he is in the political scape. Yeah. This is creepy. A chip. This is what he was saying. I'm not making any conspiracy theories. This is him talking about a chip that you take that tells the doctor or somebody who wants to know the information whether or not you took medicine. Whatever that medicine may be, who knows? But it certainly reminds me of many movies that have come out. Equilibrium comes to mind. Did you take your pill today? Your emotion, I don't know, queller is gonna, are you gonna feel again? Oh, you are? Did you take your pill? You should, because feeling is illegal. Of course, it's legal now, but man, I'm sure they would love to get rid of that, wouldn't they? I don't trust any of these people. I think they want control. Ryu says, I don't want to call you names. Boy, I will call you Krigger all day long. Okay. That's fine. Although, drop the hard R. We're friends. Alex McGuire for 10. Or Alex Maggiore. I don't know how to say your last name. I apologize. For 10 says, we are the land of profligates. I don't know that word. What does that mean? Profligates. Wild, extravagant. Utterly and shamelessly immoral and dissipated. Recklessly prodigal or extravagant. So you're saying America, yes, you continue actually, you say, we live in so much excess and instant gratification that we no longer understand the sacrifice our ancestors made for freedom and we will lose it because of our apathy. Nailed it. You nailed it. That's exactly correct. I agree. I don't think all of us are. I think there's a lot of Americans who are very, very honored to be American. And I know I am. I'm so grateful to be an American. I love freedom. I now that I'm really looking at and analyzing the people that want to take that from me, from you, from everyone, I appreciate it so much more. I've talked a lot for years now on the internet about how entitled people don't understand what they have, and they won't until they lose it. And once it's gone, it's going to be a hell of a lot harder to get back, you know? And that scares me, because we need them to understand what they have, or they will lose it. We're going to lose it because of our apathy. That is very well said, Alex. Thank you for that. It's really sad. I would love for more people to wake up. I don't know how to do it. You know, I have my own show that I talk about this kind of stuff all the time, but the people that need to hear it don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that shit. They just want to do their own thing. They just want to continue doing what they do. I mean, I don't blame them. I want to continue doing what I do. I don't want to be told how to live. I'm grateful that I came here. I got here on my own. I got a lot of help, but I allowed myself to come to this point. You shake them real hard, Dr. Fox. That's funny. I don't think that would work. They would just get angry for being shaken. Okay, let's move on though. I saw this tweet from Elon Musk. He's been doing a lot of one-liners, one-word responses to a lot of different random people's tweets. And I saw this, he just responded with sigh. Look at this. Just sigh. And I'm like, what is he sighing about? Exclusive. Bill Gates poured millions into dark money fund attacking Elon Musk. Wow. Now, right off the bat, I'm like, I'm not surprised. That's not surprising at all. Of course, because Bill Gates is part of that elite that want to control everything, and Elon Musk is basically standing and putting his money where his mouth is and trying to buy Twitter, trying to give us a free spot, free speech place on the internet. I mean, Gab is free speech. So in before someone's like, it's already available. I can't get Gab on my phone. I would like that, but I don't know. Right now it's, I have Gab though. I don't use it, but I do have it. I see a lot of crazy shit on Gab. I don't know how many people are on Gab, but Bill Gates poured millions into dark money fund attacking Elon Musk. Research exclusively shared with Breitbart News identifies hundreds of millions of dollars flowing from Bill Gates Foundation to 11 of the 26 organizations that signed an open letter last month urging Twitter advertisers to boycott the company if Elon Musk restores free speech on the platform. Just listen to that, though. Just that line alone, urging Twitter advertisers to boycott the company if Elon Musk restores free speech on the platform. It makes me think when I played that Project Veritas guy. By the way, it was hilarious. James O'Keefe found the dude in public, went and sat at the table he was sitting at, and the guy ran from him. It was so funny. So remember, I don't know if you recall, we talked about maybe it was somebody who was wanted to be a whistleblower but didn't want to face the repercussions with his community, with his bosses, whatever. So did it as if he got caught talking. No, he definitely didn't want to talk and was running away from James O'Keefe. It's quite of a funny video, but what he was saying though was that it is the left. They do want to censor people they don't like, mainly people on the right, people who don't follow the narrative, people that make fun of trans people, for example, which we'll get into in a little bit. It's, I don't know, it's... Elon Musk wants to give us free speech on a platform that's very heavily used by a lot of politicians, actors, people across the planet, and they try to bring him down. Bring him down. Breitbart News report based on research and analysis from a newly formed Foundation for Freedom Online analyzed public filings to trace hundreds of millions of dollars in contributions from the letter signatories back to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Look at this guy. Which way, Western man? In total, 11 of the 26 anti-Musk organizations received funding from a Gates-backed entity. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that he chose, like Bill Gates said, bring him down. Hey, spend all that money, send it to there. Let's bring him down. Maybe it does. I don't know. It doesn't say here. You know, it's just the Bill and Melinda Gates, the Gates Foundation, which I don't trust at all. I'm pretty sure it's just a way to launder their money, right? But it reminded me of this. I don't know if you've seen this. This is actual text messages between Bill Gates and Elon Musk. SpaceX are very impressive. 7:20 on Wednesday, to be clear. Great. Just landed. Cool. Do you still have a $500 million short position against Tesla? Sorry to say I haven't closed it out. Would like to discuss philanthropy possibilities. Oh, philanthropy, sorry. Possibilities. Sorry, but I can't take your philanthropy on climate change seriously when you have a massive short position against Tesla, the company doing the most to solve climate change. It's just all hypocritical. See, what I've gathered, Elon Musk isn't in their inner circle. They don't like people that have control of the masses. Elon doesn't have control, but he has influence. That's a better word. They don't like people that have influence on the masses that they don't control. They want to control all the real influencers. The Rock, for example. I loved The Rock. Man, I used to give my friends the people's elbow just all the time, dude. Just jumping and... I mean, I used to wrestle. And you can't hear me? What? I don't believe you. My mic is the one thing that should have... That should be good, I mean, over everything. But look at this. So Elon responds, because they actually hit it, said, is this real? He says, yeah, but I didn't leak it to the New York Times. They must have got it through friends of friends. I heard from multiple people at TED that Gates still had $500 million short against Tesla, which is why I asked him. So it's not exactly top secret. I mean, man. Elon Musk is just trying to help humanity. Some people disagree with a lot of the things that he does. A lot of people have a lot of issues with Neuralink. I understand completely. I also understand Elon's view on it. I have positives and negative things to say about Neuralink. But of Elon Musk, one thing that I've noticed is pretty standard with Elon is he wants to make humanity thrive and be able to prosper. Now compare that to Bill Gates. Bill Gates, I'm just going to read the tweet. I'm not going to go into details about it because I don't want to get in trouble. Bill Gates stated, "Movies like Outbreak nailed it when they imagined a global disease fighting team who is ready to respond to a crisis on a moment's notice. Now we need to make it a reality." What? Didn't they want to bomb the town? Wasn't that their instincts? And Dustin Hoffman just at the last minute like figures it out, and so they don't kill everybody, right? Why would he turn off the comments? People Bill Gates follows or mentioned can reply. Look at that ratio. Look at that. 2,300 likes. This guy has 59 million followers. I call bullshit. Bullshit. 2,000 likes? I have a how many do I got? This is awesome though. 136,000. Thank you so much if you follow me on Twitter. So I tweeted out, where is it? Where's that tweet? I quote tweeted it. I said, "Hey Bill, fuck you." I got 4,850 likes. And I've got, I don't even a percent of a percent of that. And I've got almost, I ratioed Bill Gates. That's right. I ratioed Bill Gates. That's right. You deserve it, Bill. Shame on you for being such an evil bastard. Fucking hate that guy. Over 4,000 quote tweets. Yeah, that's crazy. Did he even watch the movie? Probably not. I haven't seen it for a few years. I watched it like 5 years ago or 4 years ago or something. But I don't remember it being like they almost burned the freaking place down. I mean, and that was like a again, no, I can't dwell. I can't dwell. No. I don't want to get in trouble. Let's talk about comedy dying. So I talked about this when Dave Chappelle did his comedy special and they were attacking him. And he was, his comedy's, the routine was based on his trans friend that killed herself because of online hate, which is quite sad. But his friend was defending Dave, saying, "You got to let him say what he wants to say," and making fun of us made me feel included. These people don't want to be included. They want to be special. You know, it wasn't an, like, gay people have been accepted primarily, I mean, it's in society, it's fine to be gay now for most people. I mean, there still are people out there, Bryson Gray comes to mind, you know, that are very open about it being a sin. And it's like, okay, that's your religion. You can think that. You're allowed. You're American. But the people that get upset about the fact that he feels that way, that's the problem. Like, there's always going to be some people out there that don't like something. Doesn't matter what it is. Some people won't like scarves ever. I know it's not the same thing at all, but racism will probably always exist. Now, there's two complete polar opposites, scarves and racist, but yeah, I mean, being made fun of is inclusion. It's acceptance. You know, if a comedy special targets you, good. That means you're seen. I mean, how many times have you heard a joke about white people? Why are you guys spamming chat with those words? Those single letters. All the time. You guys and those spam words. Spam letters. I see you. I see you guys. Man, it's so frustrating. It's like, just accept being made fun of. Everyone does. I'm white. You know how many white people jokes I hear all the time? Man, it's crazy. But Ricky Gervais, that dude is based.
The old-fashioned women.
Oh, yeah. Check out this clip. This is floating around on Twitter today.
The old-fashioned women. Oh, God. You know, the ones with wombs. Oh. Those fucking dinosaurs. Oh. No, I love the new women. I know the new women. They're great, aren't they? You know, the new ones we've been seeing lately. The ones with beards and cocks. They're as good as gold. I love them. No, it's the old-fashioned women. And now the old-fashioned... They go, oh, they want to use our toilets. Why shouldn't they use your toilets? For ladies. They are ladies. Look at their pronouns. What about this person isn't a lady? Well, his penis. Her penis, you fucking bigot. What if he rapes me? What if she rapes you? You fucking turf whore.
Oh, man. It's people. Do you hear all the laughter? That's because that shit's funny. That's how these people think. So, of course, there, you know, here comes the hate brigade. Ricky Gervais accused of humiliating trans people in the new Netflix show. Of course. Here we go again. Humiliating trans people. Oh my gosh. When you let everything offend you, what kind of life are you living? I just shut up. Get over yourself. You're not above criticism. This isn't even criticism. It's making fun of you. I don't mind if someone makes fun of me. Ricky Gervais nailed it. Because women don't have penises. Period. That's it. They don't have periods either. Period. That's a woman can give birth. They're born with a uterus. Men are not. Yeah. It's really kind of getting embarrassing now. Isn't it? I'm getting to this point where I'm embarrassed for some of these people. Like, there's some trans people that actually have gender dysphoria and, you know, go through the process 100%. But the people that don't, that are like got beards and just say that they're a woman, it's like, you're not. You're lazy, or you just are trying to take advantage of the system. You just want to jump on the bandwagon to get some credit. A leg up somehow, and you literally have a leg up over real women because you got a dick. These people, I'm just such bigotry. Yeah, maybe. I don't give a shit. You know that, like, I'm over these people being offended by being made fun of. You're being included. You want to be included or not? No, they don't. They want to be special. They want to be different. They want to have that. That's their special thing. Someone just said it's called mental illness. Yeah. I believe it is. It reminds me of Crowder's Change My Mind. Talking about trans athletes. And he destroyed this journalist who was trying to get him. With facts that he Googled really quick in like 2 seconds, Googled some information. Well, this and this and this. And then, of course, actually Googled something and totally got roasted because it's an insanely small percentage of the population that's actually have gender dysphoria. So I feel for those people who actually have it. But if you're not, and you're indoctrinated from childhood to believe that you can be anything you want, when there is only, in fact, two genders, and if you're born with a dick, you're a guy. Period. And if you're not, that means you're a girl. Doctors are correct when they see a dick and say, you got a boy. Congratulations. So stupid. The 60-year-old from Reading takes aim at cancel culture and woke comedy and doesn't pull any punches. I wouldn't expect anything less from Ricky Gervais. He kicks off the show by telling his audience it isn't really a show, but is basically a bloke talking, using the opportunity to try and fail to recall any female comedians. He quickly points out that he doesn't harbor any sexist attitudes and that the show will be laden with irony. It was irony, he said. There's going to be a bit of that throughout the show if you can spot it. Perhaps aware of the social climate, Gervais feels it's necessary to unpick what he means by irony. That's when I say something I don't really mean for comedic effect. I can hear him explaining this. I don't want to just do his thing. Check out this Pink News article. Ricky Gervais' new Netflix special is nothing more than anti-trans garbage fire. Shut the fuck up, Pink News. No. Did you see that there's a new flag going around that has the Ukraine? They added two bars to the map spot. I think that, because this is LGB, and then this is TQ plus A Ukraine. Something like that. Dude, Ricky Gervais is such a freaking boss. I actually haven't watched Afterlife, but I really want to. Have you guys seen Afterlife? I hear it's really good. I see nothing but high praise for Afterlife, and I'm looking forward to it. Dave Chappelle got attacked for talking about, you know, the gay community, making fun of it. It's like Will Smith slapped Chris Rock from a joke. It really does feel like they're trying to make free speech illegal. If you say something that offends someone, you should be arrested. You should be thrown in the gulag. I mean, that's where we're at. Violence against jokes. That's happening. Will Smith didn't get in trouble. Oh, he can't go to the award show anymore. Woo woo. He still has got his award. He didn't get arrested. Chris Rock made that joke after Chappelle got smacked. Or not smacked. Dude tried to Superman into him, and Chappelle didn't even budge. He was just like, oh, you just fell down. It's pretty funny. Check this out, though. Dave Chappelle's attacker faces attempted murder charge for a separate incident. Says Netflix is a joke assault was triggered by comedians' jokes about the LGBTQ community. And what does he see in the world that if someone triggers you by a joke, you're allowed to attack them? Will Smith didn't get in trouble. He said a joke that offended his wife. It didn't offend him. He laughed at it. He thought it was funny until he saw his wife's reaction to it. Will Smith, little bitch, don't smack me. It was a joke. But I mean it. You're kind of a little bitch to Jada. Like, I feel like you need to be in control of your life, not her. It's kind of a shame. I like Will Smith a lot. I've always liked his work. Some people like it, some people don't. Xia Li, the man who attempted to assault Dave Chappelle during his recent Netflix is a joke performance, is not only revealed that he was motivated to attack the comedian after being triggered by his jokes regarding the LGBTQ community, and homelessness, but now faces a separate charge of attempted murder for a previous and separate incident. I identify as bisexual and wanted him to know what he said was triggering, said Lee during a jailhouse interview with the New York Post, published on May 22nd. I wanted him to know that next time he should consider first running his material by people it could affect. Oh my gosh. And guess what? If they said that offends me, he's definitely going to say that joke. Like, I don't think you understand comedy. The people that would it could affect is people that it makes laugh. If it makes them laugh, good. If it offends them, good. If you get offended, good. It's comedy. That's what comedy does. It pokes and prods. Like, I'm brutal to my friends, and they're brutal to me, and I appreciate that. I like, you know, when someone's making fun of you, when someone's roasting you, it's like, that means they like you. Not all the time. All right, there's certain assholes out there. There's always going to be assholes. Humans can be assholes. Some people are bullies. I'm not talking about bullies. Picking on someone, that's different. Chappelle isn't a bully. He picks on everybody. He certainly picks on white people. I know that. I've been watching his comedy specials for years. Always mentions white people. And do I care? No. They want to maintain their safe little bubble of you can't make fun of us. You can't say that we've got a mental illness. We're protected. We're a protected class. We're superior. I mean, that's where it's leading anyway. He says something about his son. Where does he say this? I'm also a single dad and my son is 5, Lee added, disclosing that he was homeless at one point in his life and described it as a struggle. I wanted Dave Chappelle to know it's not a joke. So you assaulted him and you had a knife on you. Like, what? How does attacking him portray what he was trying to let Dave know? It affected me. You think Dave knows that? No. Just some crazy person jumped out of the crowd and tried to attack him. I say tried because I guess Chappelle's really swole because he didn't even budge. The dude straight up like went poof and fell over. And then, of course, got mangled by his security team. Yeah, I just, I love laughing. I grew up, what was the first comedy routine? Eddie Murphy. One of the first comedy routines I remember seeing was Eddie Murphy's Raw. I don't remember the name of the other one. Because there's one where he's wearing a red leather suit and the other one where I think it's blue or purple. I'm colorblind, so I actually have no idea what color it was. It was either blue or purple, whatever. I saw them both and it was so raunchy. But I remember being with my mom and my sisters and we were laughing our freaking asses off. And it was hilarious. You guys remember that? Raw? Raw was the red suit, right? I think it was the red suit. Delirious. Yeah, thank you, Corey. Yes. Delirious was the other one. Both fantastic comedy. It was Blurple. There we go. Yes, it was Blurple. That makes sense. That's or is that what indigo is? Is indigo like blue and purple together? Indigo? I like that word. Indigo. That's cool. And I really, really like purple. Nice. Yeah, Raw was red. Yeah, man, what a great comedy routine. But it was brutal. Made fun of all sorts of people. I mean, comedy I don't want to say used to be because there's still people that are making great comedy. Ryan Long, Alex Stein. It's like a new style. I forget what did he say? I forget the term Alex Stein said that his comedy is. Really funny, though. Ricky Gervais, David Chappelle. These guys are still making fun of the stupidity in life. Not always stupidity. Sometimes mental illness. But, you know, there's all sorts of different things. Chell of the Sea just asked, can I see purple? Well, here's the thing about being colorblind. I'm not 100% colorblind. I see there's like a color spectrum. There's a test that you can take with like 8 little circles of color and stuff. And I can see like, I don't know, 8 out of the 12. So I see a lot of colors. And then for me, what's interesting is I could see different colors. Sometimes my best way to describe it is Nisha once said to me, wow, look at those beautiful flowers. And she pointed at this big, huge, it looked like a bush, but it was the size of a tree. It was hard. It was huge. It would take a bush and just amplify it up to like a tree. And she's like, nah, they're so beautiful. And I was like, I don't see any flowers. She's like, what? Like, no way. They're everywhere. And I'm like looking at this tree bush thing. And I'm like, I don't see anything. Like, where? And we start walking towards it. And I'm looking for them and looking for them. And all of a sudden, I see one. And then I see them all. And then I can differentiate them in my mind. But it was a really green tree, and then the flowers were really red. But the shade of them made them blend for me at a distance. But once I was able to see the flowers, I was able to then see the rest of them. I see purple, but what purple looks like to me is probably different than someone who isn't colorblind. Nisha actually did get me those glasses. I forget the Chroma. I think they're called Chroma. They didn't do anything for me. I wore them for a full day once, and I didn't notice any difference. There's some people that, you know, there's those videos where the guys put on the glasses and they're like, oh, they start crying because they're seeing color for the first time. It's like, I see colors. I just very seldomly do I see something different than what other people see. But I've been corrected my entire life when I've called something blue when it's purple and called something purple when it's blue. People love to correct me. Excuse me, that's actually blue. Thanks, jackass. That's where I ended up. To my friends, I call them jackasses. But if not, I just say, oh, I'm colorblind. And people would be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, you're an asshole. Oh, man. Let's see where we're at. Hey, Clint is back. What's up, Clint? Says, hey, what is your opinion on the Red Pill MGTOW movement? It seems like they have a lot of overlap with the conservative circles. I don't know too much about it. I had Ryan Stone on my show the other day, and he was talking about how the Red Pill movement started not necessarily the MGTOW, men go their own way. That's what that is, right? And I see the power in it. You know, I think that men need to stop trying to get laid so much. You know, it feels like sex has become such a prominent part in everyone's lives where it's for making babies, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. Sex is great. But it is literally for making babies. That's what it's for. And people just want to have sex without the babies. I mean, I don't blame them. But it feels like for young men who don't have their lives together, their focus is to have sex. And that's a terrible, like, priority number one for a young man. I think priority number one for young men is to get your shit situated. You know, if you get your shit situated, like get a good job, get a good spot, and get like take care of yourself so that you're financially secure, you're gonna have the sex, all the sex you want. If you're attractive enough, anyway. Sometimes, no, I mean, if you're very successful and you have money, even if you're ugly, you're gonna be fine. I don't know. RKO fan celebrating 6 months as a member. Thank you so much. Says Gab should work fine on a phone. Just log in through your browser. Oh man, I can't stand that. I do not like browser anything on my phone, on phones. I am not a big fan. It just is never the same. Captain Ridiculous Awesome Sauce for $20. Thank you, Captain. Says, I want to say you and chat's positivity got me through the hard times. I probably won't be able to participate in chat for a while. I got a new job as a PO. You crazy sailors, please salute the Commodore. Chat, I salute you. Captain Ridiculous Awesome Sauce, congratulations. Even though it's kind of sad because you are not going to be here as much. But thank you very much for always, I mean, you're always around. So I do appreciate that you're in here. You find it ironic that I say that when I was in the sex, Abercrombie and Fitch sex issue? That's pretty funny. You know, I'm 38. I did that when I was 19. And I was getting paid, and I got paid very well for that. You know, I bought my first car with that job. So I was literally getting my shit in order by, luckily I was able to get a job making money with my looks. And it was great. I took advantage of that, and I worked modeling for 12 years. I had a very successful career. You know, I lived well for my 20s, and I was very lucky. So it's like, that was a job for me. That wasn't me getting sex. Although it is literally the sex ed issue. I could see it over on my stack of books. I'm looking at it. It's kind of funny. I see what you're saying. It is kind of funny. You know, but at the same time, that was me getting a job. Christopher Macy for $10 says, Adam, I tried to message you on Twitter. Would love to come on. I started a food forest for my family and community in Arizona. Please check out my work. Oh, man. Tagging me on Twitter is not a good place to try to get my attention. Go to my locals, adamkrigler.locals.com, and post there. I'll definitely see it more than on Twitter because my notifications are crazy. Alex, I just read that. I read that one earlier. I was reading up. It was Ryu says, don't forget, he's behind paywall as well. They keep raising fees every year and making it harder for small businesses. I don't trust him with Twitter. Yeah, he did start PayPal. I don't know much about like business PayPal. Fees every year making it harder for small businesses that use PayPal, huh? Yeah, I don't know much about that. Where's my water? One sec. Captain Ridiculous Awesome Sauce again for $5. Real question, why is Krigler chat badass, based, and kicks ass? Inquiring minds want to know. No, inquiring minds do know already. They just simply are. That's it. They just came that way. That's how the Krigler chat rolls. They're just badass, based, and kick ass. Mm-hmm. Rusty Shackleford says, Ricky Gervais, more like Ricky Gervais. Nice. Jay Russ says, hey, Adam, turned 40 on the 40th. Can I get a spin of the UFO for myself and everyone? No. Not everyone. Only for you, Jay Russ. This is for you, all right? You heard it, everyone. This is only for Jay Russ. Everyone close your eyes. Nobody look. Are you guys? I'm not going to spin it. Come on. I know there's some of you out there that are keeping your eyes open. Close your eyes. Okay, I'm going to spin it now. And if you have your eyes open, shame on you. J. Russ, you're the only one allowed to look at this spin. This is just for you, J. Russ. Happy birthday. Happy 40th. I hope the first 40 years of your life have been amazing, and I hope the next 40 years of your life are even more incredible. Happy birthday. David says, guest suggestion, Jay Dwyer. He's a guest host of InfoWars and has his own YouTube channel. Very knowledgeable. You would have a great show. Hit him up. Jay Dwyer. Or Jay Dyer. Maybe that's how. There's no W, so. Jay Dyer. I don't know. Yeah, I'll check him out. Sleazy for 10 says, go on Rackets and ask about Drex and Phil. There's your in-depth MGTOW. Okay. Alpha Zero Omega celebrating 21 months. Holy crap. That is a long time. Yeah. Thank you so much. Says, rest in peace, Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, Bill Hicks, Patrice O'Neill, George Carlin, Norm Macdonald, and Rodney Dangerfield. Comedy just has not been the same. Yes, I agree. Yep. Those are definitely the greats. They all died too soon. RKO fan for $10 says, bro, I promise you I'm the same way, but Gab has the best mobile site I've ever been to. It's just like the app. Just try it. All right, maybe I'll try it. All right, maybe I will. Well, you know, guys, I'll be honest. I didn't know that I was going to be solo today. I thought I had Ryan Killen on the show. So I didn't really have much prepared. So I kind of just threw this stuff together. But either way, really love you guys. Tomorrow I have Epic Mike on the show. Really looking forward to talking to that cool dude. Very, very cool. Very grateful. I just love his energy, and I think you will as well. He was in chat earlier. I don't know if he still is, but he's a fantastic person that I've gathered from him. You know, we haven't met in real life, but I do read the normal chat sometimes, no enemies, especially when I'm solo like this. I tend to read the chat a little more. When I have a guest, though, I don't really look at chat until super chats, and then I'll kind of bounce between because it's right here. Because I actually have to switch pages. When I have StreamYard, I don't have the chat loaded. And even if I did, it doesn't, like, the YouTube chat is better, and I'm reading it right now, but you guys are absolutely fantastic. I'm going to head out of here. I'm going to go make some food. I'm actually pretty hungry. Worked up an appetite mowing the lawn today and trimming the lawn. That was actually, I love that trimmer so much. I have a DeWalt trimmer. I got a lot of DeWalt tools. I like DeWalt. I'm a big fan. Cheers, everybody. Cheers, Cali Love, everybody out there. Captain Ridiculous also sauce. I'm happy for your new job. That's really dope. Corey Havoc says, super small YouTuber. I'll come on the show anytime. Right on. Yeah, thanks, guys. I love that that interest there. Anyway, you guys all have a wonderful day. I will see you all tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for The Krigler Show. Coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.